106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Beautiful New Zealand songstress Wing joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 15 minutes. Kevin, I know how you always say you could be the president. You always say that it looks easy.
I could be the president.
You'd be great at it.
I would be great at it.
And I know you always say you'd be an awesome like undercover agent, CIA, FBI, something like that. Could you be Jack Bauer? Do you have it in you to be Jack Bauer? Do you
kidding?
Because I know you love the 24. I mean, is it only just coincidence that he got that job and you didn't?
Like, I'm not that way in my real life, dude. I torture people. I yell at them and say, everyone get down. I do that.
You do?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
I know 24 is one of your favorite shows, and it is back for a new episode tonight at 9 on the Fox Network. You know, they're up to day 8 now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day 8.
He's
a lot of
bad
days.
Bad days, yeah.
In his life. We're very excited to welcome for the first time ever to the Kevin and Bean Show, the beautiful, talented actress who plays Renee on the program, Annie Wersching, joins us right now. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi. Very good, Bean.
What is she? We don't have her. She's on the phone.
How are you?
Oh.
I like being on the show.
What happened? I thought we had her.
All right. Now we have her. Do it again. Do the whole thing again. Big setup.
Blah, 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 blah. Annie Wersching, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Nicely done.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Sorry, we just introduced you. You weren't quite there yet. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome back to 24.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on today.
Are you at CTU right now? Because we want to imagine that you are.
I actually am, yes. I have Chloe here right next to me. She says, what up?
That's funny. Chloe doesn't seem like the what up kind of girl.
Yeah, she is in the morning, really. She is, actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, she, as an actress,
yes.
Huge fun playing a role like this. You get to do everything, right?
Oh, my God, huge. And especially last year, I thought I got to do a lot of cool stuff. And then this year came along, and they're like, okay, your first day back this year, we're going to have you cut off a thumb. Go.
Yeah, that was a little shocking. Did they explain it to you? Like, you're going to have to come onto the show this year and out Jack Bauer, sort of.
They didn't say it quite like
He's
that.
He's scared of you.
What?
He's scared of you. I mean, that's quite huge,
yeah. Right? For, to have him actually be like, oh, no.
Right.
About someone is a pretty big honor.
Yeah, he's the guy who breaks all the rules. This time you come back and you got crazy eyes. You got bonker eyes this year. Really? There's some kind of past that you have with the Russian mobsters, and you look like you've gone through a lot, and they keep alluding to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to find out all of those details, or are we just going to parse them out throughout the year?
No, you find out pretty much. I mean, you find out a good amount last week, and then tonight you find out a good bit more. You know, she hasn't had... The last 4 hours for her haven't been great, and tonight is probably her worst hour yet.
Excellent. So you're saying this is worse than when he had a gun to your head and you were shouting, kill me! Pull the trigger!
Say yes.
You're going to say worse than that.
She's not going to have a good hour tonight.
Wow.
Look, I understand that Jack always gets talked into coming back in, no matter how crappy his previous days have done, but why don't the rest of you retire? Why don't the rest of you go, not my problem, man? I mean, what kind of person voluntarily puts him or herself in the kind of situation that you guys are in?
I know. I don't know. You know, they messed me up so bad from 1 year, I didn't have anything left to, like, live for, so I just had to.
So you came back crazier than ever.
It's their fault, yeah.
Now, this show has a way of turning on people. Like, for example, Tony Almeida has been the good guy, and then the bad guy, and then the good guy, and then the bad guy, and then they keep changing it. Are they doing that with your character? Are you going to turn into one of the bad guys? You still a good guy? What's your allegiance?
I think she'll always be good, you know, way deep down. I mean, she's obviously messed up and different than last year, but she'll never be like a Nina bad.
Really? Do we know that for a fact?
I don't, well.
Have they told you?
We'll see. I mean,
I'm saying you should check.
Next script I get, they're going to be like, okay, evil.
Right. She's going to go over the top. Yeah. She's going to start killing people. Well, you are hanging out with the Russian mobsters in this particular one. This has to be a lot of fun to play the character that really just doesn't care about anyone or anything.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And these actors have been, because usually I'm just stuck with Kiefer, you know.
Sure, just Kiefer.
So it's good to mix it up a little.
To work with somebody who doesn't show up on David Letterman in a dress,
right?
You mean?
Yeah. What was that about? I wish you would have chosen a better dress.
Well, it wasn't a nice dress, if that's what you're saying. But I think when you lose a bet, you don't really choose which dress you get. That's how it works.
I would imagine that people love Kiefer Sutherland so much and love this character so much that you must be the envy of all of your girlfriends.
They're pretty excited. You know, my best friend since I was a little girl is like huge, huge, huge fan. So she's constantly just like really pissed.
Just
like,
kind of
here, give him a note. Here, pass my phone number along.
Give his phone number to me. It's got to be weird though. Do you still face the same kind of? I imagine at the beginning of 24, there was a lot of we got to play by the rules. You know, you're presenting the authorities in a bad way. Blah blah blah. We can't torture. Blah blah. Is there any of that anymore? Or has everybody kind of accepted what 24 is and just moved on?
When we do press panels and that kind of stuff, you know, we're always asked about it, Howard and Kiefer for the most part. But, you know, the show wouldn't be the show that it is without that element of it, you know. It's all for dramatic effect. And I think last year was a good year because we really took it to, you know, my character in particular had a lot of conversation about it with Jack's character. And so at least we talked about it a lot last year.
They did that probably on purpose because of all the response they were getting to that particular thing? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think they decided, you know, purposely to go right after it.
Well, I got to tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bean.
I was just going to mention, for folks just joining us, we're talking to actress Annie Wershing about her role on the TV show 24 that is back tonight with a new episode at 9. You guys are at the UN tonight? Is that the episode we're going to see?
Yeah, well, I'm still kind of stuck in with the crazy Russian guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, some other people are at the UN. I'm always somewhere weird and dark and gross.
There's the president of a Mideastern country, and they're trying to, you know, get peace talks going, and they're having all kinds of problems with that. And the president's brother is trying to get weapons-grade uranium, and you're with the Russian mob. There's all kinds of trouble on this
program. All kinds of stuff happening.
It's really just a lot to keep track of.
All in a day's work.
The writers must be amazing to be able... I remember seeing the very first episode of 24 and thinking, okay, there's no possible way they could top that 1 hour of 24.
I know, me too. I remember watching the first one too. Yeah, I don't envy them whatsoever.
But they seem to be able to do it. I mean, this is what, the eighth year?
Yeah, eighth season, like ninth year kind of with the writer's strike. But yeah, I don't know how they do it. I really, they lose a lot of sleep.
I'm sure.
Exactly. Well, it's a great show. It's one of those you know, few programs that's critically acclaimed as well as a big hit in the ratings, too. So congratulations on being part of that. We'll look for a new episode tonight at 9. I'm glad we finally got a chance to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Annie, thanks a lot for joining us.
So much.
Thank you, Annie. Bye now.
Okay, bye. K-Rock World Tour 2010.